All right. Thank you, Don. This is the Wednesday night question and answer call. We are live on BBS Radio. Thank you, BBS, for making this possible for us. I welcome all those who are here already online. I welcome you. We have the phone lines open. This is a simulcast with a conference call. I welcome those people who have joined in, and we have many people here already and who came in the last few minutes. I give you a chance to announce yourself. Please say your name and location.
This is Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Ice, everybody.
Hi, Don. How are you doing?
Hi, Don.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, Don.
Hello.
I believe somebody else joined in here lately. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Dan in Wisconsin.
Hello, Dan. Welcome to the call.
Dan. Thank you. Hi.
Thanks for being here. All right.
I mean, okay.
Hey, Michael. Good evening.
Good evening.
All right. Let's see. I hear an echo.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dharmananda. Yeah, I think if you can do something about it, then I will not mute you. All right. I think we're good right now.
I don't have it. Okay.
We're good right now.
Yeah. No. It's still there.
3-2. 3-2. I think we're good now. All right. Good evening and welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, hi.
Hello, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hello.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. Hi, Terry.
Hello,
hi, Terry.
Terry.
All right. I'm so glad you're here, Terry, and we had more people join in. I welcome you. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Terry, I'm in Rollins.
Hi, how are you doing?
Oh, I went in the hospital on Sunday. I need some prayers.
Uh-oh.
It's okay.
All right.
We're all assisting. Higher light.
I didn't know you were pregnant.
I'm not pregnant, dude. No, my legs buckled out from under. They put me on the EKG machine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anna from Kent, Washington.
Good evening, Anna. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. And I welcome all those who are joining in here with us on online with BBS Radio. Thank you all for being here. We have somebody else join in. I welcome you. Please say your name and location. If you want to.
Claire from Pacific Palisades.
Hello, Claire. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. All right. And if more people joined in, if you want to, please say your name and location. We welcome you all. Also, those online, it's past the hour, 6:01.
Change your diaper and put her to bed.
And Terry, do you know about when his whereabouts?
Yes, he's here.
All right.
He should be coming on momentarily.
All right. I welcome the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Jackie in Pittsburgh.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to the call. Right?
Look, we need to mute somebody.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
This is Anthony in Florida. Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here, Anthony.
Okay.
Good evening, Anthony. You're my neighbor.
Oh, hi. Yes. How are you?
And caller, please say your name and location.
Hi, Anthony. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. Good evening. This is Roger in Austin.
Hey, Roger. Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Did we hear when?
Not yet. Welcome to the call. Please say
your name. Hi, Wynn. Where are you?
reasonably late.
It's okay. It's only 3 minutes late. No big deal.
Exactly.
Good evening, Rocket Pickle. Your name and location.
He's reading all the questions.
If you want to, welcome to the call.
Some of us wait for 3 million years. We can wait 3 minutes. No big deal.
I'll welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Cindy in Peoria.
Hi, Cindy. Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Hi. Thank you.
All right.
Diane in Minnesota, too.
Hello, Diane. Welcome to the call.
Hello, Diane.
Hi.
All right.
Jesse Ventura.
Ventura.
You are Jesse Ventura.
You were Jesse Ventura supporter?
I thought you sounded like
the debate crying in the background.
Or the baby. He needs some love light.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Did anybody listen to Coast to Coast
Hello,
AM
baby.
Last night?
Yep, I sure did.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I did too.
Meow.
Mm-hmm. Alien agenda.
Got the blood
thing. Alien agenda.
Meow.
Oh, baby didn't like that. He doesn't like burping. Please don't.
So what does
burp.
The blood moon mean?
What does what mean?
Kind of an eclipse, I think.
Something. Two more people join in.
Blood moon.
14, 15. Between 14 and 15 in the middle of the night, depends where you live.
All right.
Yeah, but what's going to happen?
Passover. Probably nothing.
It happened on April.
Don't worry, you're going to be very, very happy. Don't worry about it.
I just got the news over here. We're going to cancel the show tonight. Vince can't make it.
What?
Hi, hi. It's not April 1st, is it?
At least
good
it's not
evening,
March.
Wynn. Glad you're here.
You're trying to pull me out of the woodwork, huh?
Brian, yeah.
Where is Terry?
Terry's here.
She is? Terry? Yes.
She was a man again.
She said she just came in, said she dropped off and she's calling back.
Okay.
So, wait a moment.
So, I welcome all those people that are joining in online and through BBS Radio. Thank you very much for being here. It's great. The more people, the bigger the energy, and you're not seen, but you are felt.
That's too much energy. They cut me off.
Welcome back, Terry.
I got cut off.
Hey,
I got cut off.
I got cut off too.
Oh wow!
My whole phone just turned off. That never happened. My phone got turned off before. But anyway,
what I'm on Skype, and it got turned off too. At the same time, I guess. It's amazing.
Big surge of energy.
Yeah, that's what happened.
All right. We've had several people saying that they are not receiving since Sunday the announcements, including myself.
Yeah.
The emails.
Yeah, you know, there was Windows. What happened because, Yahoo, changed their policies and so that.
Let me ask a question. You guys that are on the line who didn't receive emails, do you have Yahoo emails?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
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 No. No.
No.
Oh. No, I have.
Okay.
I do.
Well, you know what? we spoke to our email. Let me just tell you, you don't need to know all the details, but we know it's happening. There's something going wrong, and it's happening for all the companies that send emails out, as far as I know.
It
has to be
national news.
And made national news?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so...
That's what today is going out, though.
I didn't get
it. Did you get to? Well, they're going, well, what's happening is they're going out, but there's something called bouncing. And when, for whatever reason, it's not accepted by the email client, your email. So what it is we sent them out. And when I checked on it, I can tell I checked how many bounced. And I thought maybe I changed the from email to a Gmail account instead of Yahoo. And they said that would fix it. Except it doesn't look like it did. Okay? Because we had over half of the emails bounce that weren't received. You know, so... And now I just have to figure out what's going on. I have to call them tomorrow because I did what they said, and it doesn't look like it fixed it, you know? So in any case, I got to call someone else I know who does emails and see if they're having trouble. And but we're on it the best we can do. So sorry about that. let me just see if there's any last-minute questions here. Hang on a second.
We welcome you all. Thank you for being here. Also, there's people online to BBS. We are about to start.
We are about to start, okay? All right. So, hang on a moment. Has everybody muted, Thais?
Yes.
And we're on mute, and the tones are off, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
This conference is being recorded.
This is April 9th, 2014, and this is our call that our Wednesday night call. You've got questions, we've got answers, and we'll be talking to these intelligences from other dimensions that describe themselves as group souls. They have the ability to enter our space energetically so they can uplift the vibration. And all of you have, if you get your antennas up, you may feel the energies while we're going through our questions. And we call in, we have this little ritual invocation, calling in the light, which is just to bring in a protected energy. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted to the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection amongst all of us on this line. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, operating in the law of one and honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. This is brought on the 9th of April, 2014. And we see that the third density planet Earth is moving into a difficult configuration of star energies. And we take a look at that, and we see, we recommend taking care in the things that you do, taking care in traveling, taking care in driving, and double checking to make sure that different aspects of your life are done with safety. It is a delight to be with each and every one of you. And we, our energy feels so warm and friendly and connecting with each and every one of you, wherever you are, and even if you are listening later or if you are reading a transcript. And we thank each and every person who is volunteering to do the transcripts and make them available for all to read at a later time. Do you have questions?
Let me just ask a question, because a lot of people are still anticipating that, and you've mentioned there's a difficult planetary configuration. There's some people that are predicting that there's going to be a big economic shift. The petrodollar is going to lose out to another currency, and we might expect a financial dip while things get oriented. I don't know if you can see that, but is that something that you have anything to say about?
There is a change in progress as countries are shifting over to other means of currency to trade for oil and moving away from petrol dollars. It is a shift that is in progress, and can be to some degree forestalled by the powers that be who are working to see if there's a way that it can be overcome. We do not know of a distinct date, although there are some things in play that can bring this inflation of the dollar to happen more quickly. Laws that are going into effect in July. Some people are predicting July, but we do not see this as a defining mark. We look at go ahead.
Would it be wise for people to keep some cash on hand in case there was a run on banks? Is that a potential?
There are two parts to what you have said. It is always wise to keep some cash on hand, not connected with even a run on banks. We do not like to predict a run on banks. However, it is wise to keep some cash on hand. There are other things that cash on hand can be handy for, and that would be natural disasters, the breakdown of some of the grid, electric grid, if that were to happen. Just to have a little question. It can make one feel more secure to have some cash on hand, even if nothing happened. Which
thank you.
We are sending our love light for even keel. Go ahead.
Thank you. We'll start with our questions for tonight. And this is a question from Marilyn. And Marilyn has gotten a violet ray, one of those sparking machines that I had mentioned that's had a lot of healing benefit. And
which
she was getting a lot of...
Marilyn in?
Marilyn... God, what is she in? Marilyn...
Oxford.
Kowalski. Oxford. Oxford, Michigan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. And she was using it, and she experienced an entity. Now, according to Edgar Cayce, the violet ray causes attachments to leave your body. Maybe not, I don't know, 100%, but apparently it's, you know, it's a little, what it is, it's a little electrical device that generates high voltage, high frequency electricity that goes up a glass tube, and wherever you bring it near your body, it sends that electricity into your body. It feels like a mild static electricity shock. And it's a product that Edgar Cayce recommended in many of his readings for a variety of problems. If any of you are interested, look up Edgar Cayce Violet Ray, Edgar Cayce Violet Ray, and read the things it's good for. And if you're interested, email me and I'll let you know where you can get one really, really cheaply. But Marilyn had used one and she experienced an entity in her space after a few days of using it. And she wasn't sure. She thought somebody told her that it was attracting an entity using it. And since I had read that it can cause an entity to release, I postulated maybe it was an entity that was releasing her, individuating her, separating itself out, that she experienced. And so the question is, can you see which one it was?
Thank you. When you experience an entity, observe, and you can get more data from observation. When you use the violet ray machine, it can release an entity, and in the releasing of the entity, one can become aware that there is an entity there that is not oneself, wherein before, the entity had been so much part of oneself that it was not apparent that there was an entity there. The symptoms of an entity being there, so much a part of oneself that one doesn't notice that it is a separate entity, is when a person's thoughts suddenly shift and suddenly the energy shifts over not one's whole space perhaps, but maybe the right side or a portion of one's space. And then one picks up a foreign thought, which isn't foreign. They've probably had them many times before, but they pick up this thought that they don't entirely agree with. It doesn't entirely resonate with them, but the thought has been there off and on. And that is a sign of an entity that is so attached and has become so attached over such a long time that one doesn't notice that it is separate from oneself, although the symptom is that there's this localized thought that they don't quite resonate with, and perhaps they beat it down or fight it off. Then when one uses violet ray machine, the entity can separate out, and then one notices that they have in their space a separate entity, then at that point it is good to wish the entity good travels and to let the entity go. If an entity were coming in, then the entity that would be new and coming in would have tentacles that they would be attempting to reach and hold with. If the entity were leaving, they would not so much have tentacles that they were reaching and holding with. They would begin to move into their own space and would begin to feel the separate surge of energy that could take them to reestablish their life on their own and would not need to be parasitic within the person. When you observe an entity, watch for these particular signs and symbols. If the entity you see there next to you after using the violet ray machine looks somewhat familiar, looks like an energy that has been around, looks like an energy that's a little confused and starting to leave, you can use it as a sign that it is in the process of leaving. If the entity has movement towards you and is reaching with tentacles towards you, then, and the energy is unfamiliar and the thoughts are unfamiliar, then that is a new entity. So, to you, it is a new entity. So, be very observant when you are in a situation like that. And we give you the parameters rather than telling you the answer because you need to be able to distinguish it on your own and be able then to know how to deal with the energy. If it is a new entity that is coming to you, which we do not see, but if it is, then you need to be able to change frequency, to disconnect, to not let that in, to close the entrance, so to speak, so that entity will not be able to come in and use its tentacles to move into your energy field.
Thank you. How effective is the violet ray at releasing an entity? Edgar Cayce said it was effective. Will it release entities all the time, sometimes, or occasionally?
Every individual has, we hate to say this, to blow your bubble, but each person does generally have attached entities which they consider a part of their mind or a part of their reasoning process. And we doubt that the violet ray machine will totally eliminate all of these lower self entities that act like the lower self and leave you with the higher self. It takes a lot of work to be able to work with yourself, a lot of memory, a lot of acceptance, a lot of letting go of ego to be able to free oneself in general. One also is a complex individual that has many entities working with them to create the body, to create the operation of the body, the cells, the organs. It takes a lot of different entities to bring together the focus of the life force. And one would probably not want to eliminate all of the lower self entities that were working towards the whole.
Thank you. This could be a whole talk, and maybe we'll do one on a Monday, but just in a general overview, where do these entities come from? Do they hang around from one lifetime to the next? And what happens to them, to someone that's going to graduate this realm? Do they take the entity with them?
They do hang around from lifetime to lifetime and are one of the components of one's, potentially one of the components of one's light body, and make it possible, make it actually likely that someone with a lot of components and entities will move from lifetime to lifetime and will be reincarnated and will not dissolve back into the all that is.
So the entities keep them in this realm, yes?
That is correct.
And if we were going to look at kinds of entities, let me say three kinds that I think exist. There's probably more. One kind of entity might be a discarnate soul that wants to hang around the body, or someone even that you knew in a past life, perhaps. Another kind of entity might be a soul fragment from a nuclear blast, some previous epoch that was
We do not like the word soul fragment. However, when one is in a nuclear blast, they have a tendency to distort or lose part of their light body and their ability to navigate outside of the realm, their ability to navigate in the astral. They lose part of their ability to navigate in the astral, and it makes it very difficult for them to proceed. That is why people say, well, just let me be in an explosion and that'll be over really quickly. Is wrong. That is false data. It is very hard to recover from being in a nuclear blast.
Mm-hmm.
You were going to say the third kind?
Well, the third kind would be some kind of ET, demonic, negative force that wanted to you know, occupy someone's body to cause certain and control things to happen in this realm?
Yes, that would not be an entity, however. That would be more like a force field or a computer-generated control mechanism.
Is that fairly common in this realm as well?
Well, depending upon what you mean by in this realm, it is in the third, second, and fourth.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you were going to say the percentage of people that have something like that, would it be 1%, 10%, if you want to say?
There are different percentages that relate to that. Like 1% would have a chip, would be chipped, that would cause them to be controlled by the influence. The computer on the chip, there would be 10% that would be controlled by mind control. Many people, 80% would be controlled by consensus reality. 1% would be controlled by negative programming, intense negative programming, as a child, to bring them into a psychopathic personality, which is something one falls into by training, but then can carry from lifetime, one lifetime to another.
Mm-hmm. So this is a fairly common thing, then, one way or another.
For an individual who is part of a society, there are many factors of control which are not generally bad either.
Mhm. Okay. And if someone was using a violet ray, is there any particular protocol, like how many times a day, or something that they should determine by themselves?
They should determine what is comfortable for them, and if they have a release, then they can sit with it for a while and adjust.
Okay. Okay, we'll move on to the next question. And like I said, if anyone's interested in a violet ray, email me and I'll tell you where to get one. They're fairly, surprisingly cheap right now and accessible. And they look up Violet Ray Edgar Casey and see if you have any issues, health problems that it seems to address, because it works on many, many things. Okay. Next question is from Beryl in Key Largo, Florida. Could the Elohim shed some light on suicide? What happens to souls who take their own lives? Is there some sort of karmic debt? Could the tragedy be part of a life agreement? And if you happen to know somebody that committed suicide, can you work with them from this level, praying or sending them light? I guess maybe I should ask those questions individually. Can you share some light and understanding on what happens to someone when they take their own life?
Thank you. It depends entirely upon the orientation of the person who takes their own life. It can be something that it could be all manner of reasons. So we take a look, for instance, into your friend, and we see that things were becoming unbearable. when someone commits suicide because the pressures are unbearable, they generally will come back and create the same pressures over again until they can master them without committing suicide. When one commits suicide as an avoidance, it is physically avoiding whatever it was, but mentally those impulses that were bothering them have stuck into them, their craw, so to speak, and they will generally come back to handle them again. When one commits suicide as an avoidance, it is, the vectors go two ways, the avoidance and the desire to handle, and the bothering of that person by what it is that they were trying to get away from. They cannot simply commit suicide and get away from those things, as they have been imprinted upon their memory. When one attempts to commit, when one commits suicide in an attempt to get away from something, they generally reincarnate again and then again pick up the pattern to try to solve it. Other people may have known people that have committed suicide, and the reasons may be entirely, completely different and do not apply to that person. Perhaps, as we think of one case where the individual felt that they were not doing what they needed to do for their family, and they felt really bad about it, and they committed suicide, and then they realized after they committed suicide they had made a huge mistake, that their family really loved them and missed them. And if they had known that beforehand, they would have not committed suicide. It is part of a growth that people go through. There have been cases of suicide where the individual then is released from a difficult body situation and then feels free and can go on to the next level and can move into repair of the things that have been holding them back and can move past the limitations of the body. It is an entirely individual thing, and each individual, it is a different situation. Sometimes the angels come and take them to heaven. Sometimes they simply are ghosts wondering, now things are worse and things are a lot more confusing even than they were before. So it is an entirely different individual thing, person to person.
Thank you. I once read that if somebody commits suicide and they create hurt feelings for other people, that creates karma for the hurt that they're creating in someone else. Is that true?
It can create karma. Yes, it can. If they were trying to make the other person feel really, really bad, like, punish the other person for saying something or for doing something like the wife for leaving or something, and then they are trying very, very hard to punish that person. And they get all hung up in that kind of a thing, and it takes them some amount of energy reconfiguration to be able to correct the pattern. They may go through a few lifetimes of doing similar things and creating similar things, and having that happen to them and seeing how it feels.
Thank you. Okay, next question is from Michelle in Phoenix, Arizona. She says, I have the proverbial dark cloud following me. I didn't used to. I was having the time of my life. Happy, new baby, happy marriage, successful with money. And now we've had our lives turned upside down. It's one major thing after another. Sometimes I just sit back and laugh because it's all I can do. The problem is that it keeps going and going and going with no end in sight. I'm at my wit's end with a nervous breakdown coming. And then she had asked at the beginning, but I didn't say this. And she's wondering if there's an attachment that she has that's causing these issues.
Thank you. Give us a moment. We would say that conditions in the world right now, the news is geared toward negativity and is influencing areas of one's soul complex that may have been negative, and having the feeling of the dark cloud following you around, the feeling of darkness. There's a physical component to that. An area where the light is not getting through, an area that is separated and isolated and is dictating almost that you will have negativity follow positivity. This is not entirely based upon entities. Although entities can magnify this, it is based upon programming from way in the distant past lives that has been triggered in this life, that when something really positive happens, it will be followed by something negative. You may even experience thoughts such as, this is a very creative thing. This is a very destructive thing. This is a beautiful thing. This is an ugly thing. So if you find that your mind jumps from a positive to the negative, or if you think the negative thought, it may jump to the positive thought. Just let it go on by, let it dissolve, let that dark cloud, take a look at that dark cloud. Physically, there is a dark cloud, and take a look at it. And thus you may laugh, but let it laugh with you, let it dissolve, let it send it love, let it go, let it be, send it love, that it can go and leave you with a positive radiant self that you are.
Thank you. This is from Chris in Henderson, Kentucky. And Chris, I'm going to ask your second question tonight, not the first one. Okay. What is going on in my body when I get a shiver that starts at my tailbone and quickly moves up my spine, spreading tingles throughout my neck, limbs, and head? You know, that old someone walked over your grave thing. I have experienced that a lot throughout my life. It seems very neural energy related. It happens so much, and I become so familiar with it that I can even produce it when I desire. Can you tell me what it is?
Thank you. It is related to Kundalini energy and the energy becoming free to move up your spine and the energy within your body beginning to coordinate and release and free up. We suggest that you do this only in moderation, as there can be much heat generated and when it gets past the point where it is, if the energy increases too much, there can be too much heat generated. So just experience it in moderation. And it is the energy actually moving up your spine that you feel.
Thank you. Next question. Alma? This is Dee from Ohio. I'm older now, and I feel like I've missed something I was meant to do. I have no idea what it is. How do I realize what I came here to do? I feel I'm a wanderer, and I've missed the boat.
There are signs. There are and have been signs. What is your passion? What is it that you turn to in a free minute? Where do your thoughts go? What is your passion? This is the sign of where your purpose lies. You have accomplished, perhaps, you may look at this in your life, more than you realize in your life. As you have given to others, and you have set them on your way, their way, and they are now flourishing. They are doing better. You have put energy in sometimes where it has not taken root. However, you have passionately desired and worked to put energy in to help another person. This is not lost, and this is on your purpose. It is a difficult realm when you have high goals and standards such as you have to achieve in working with others what you wish for them, as they have free will and they may not take to it in the vision you have for them to flourish and to grow. You may set some of your thoughts down in writing a little bit at a day and then put them into a book and put them into an article and send it to a few friends. And again, be encouraged day by day, the little that you do each day. But look back at all the efforts you have put in in working with others, with family and friends, to increase their success, to help them to do better. It is not all lost, and it does all count.
Thank you. Dave Wilson asked a question. I don't see his city. Oh, he's in Queensland, Australia. Hi, Dave. What degree of merit is required to be at one with the energies of the universe such that you may heal by locate and have access to higher and different realms of existence? Do we take these human limits purposely to experience that which we are not, and thus hoping for such oneness and ability to stand against their own lessons? Okay.
Thank you. One of the things to consider is that you build your own soul matrix, your own soul house, by your beliefs, by your interactions with others, and maintaining an ethical integrity in your actions allows you to give and take communication freely, which allows you to move into the higher realms where the communication is no longer with the spoken word, and into even higher where the communication is in the area of telepathy. So the more integrity you build into your life, the easier it will be for you to move in and out of the higher realms. There are limitations in the third density that are not found in some of the higher densities. For instance, the fixity and the rigidity of the body. Faces one direction. You do not see in 360 degrees. You have a peripheral vision. You have an area of sensitivity within the frequencies that your body can come and go and respond at. When you get into the higher frequencies, and as you become more sensitive, even in the third density, you will be able to have more sensory perception of some of the other frequencies and be able to move through the higher frequencies, even though you are in the body.
Okay, it is 6:56, and I think we've come to the end of tonight's session. And Dave in Mesa, submit your question next week. Let's see. Wanda, please submit your question next week. You have a good question. Please ask it next week, okay? And same thing goes for Diane in Minnesota. You know, I'm trying to give some of the people that never asked a question before chances to ask a question. So those of you who have been on the line for a long time and had chances to ask questions, unless it's a terrible emergency, I'll put you on a back burner. But if you keep asking, I will get to it. It shows that you have a high intent to get the answer to that. So on that note, thank you all so much. Thank you, Terry. Thank you, Hives. Thank you, transcribers. Thank you, all of you who are holding the energy. And we'll see some of you on Sunday. And we're going to unmute everybody. Just a moment. There we go.
Thank you, Sherry.
Goodbye. Love you all. Be well.
Thank you, Sherry. Bye. Goodbye to everybody. Happy week.
Bye. Thank you. See you Sunday.
Bye. Thank you, Wynn.
Thank you.
Goodbye, everybody. Love
sunshine
you.
Sunshine to everyone.
Thank you. Love and peace.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Goodbye.
You know what? I'm going to say marvelous.
Your conference recording has stopped. Thank you.